The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
7:01 a.m. Central Time. Good morning. How are you? I hope you're okay. It is Thursday. Yep, one more day of the work week for those of you, most of you anyway, that are still working. Some of you may never quit working. Some of you may, because of the economy, have to keep working. And so therefore, we're right here with you. We've got a 10% off site-wide with free shipping with orders $250 and up at the Power Mall. It's our spring sale, and you only have two more days to shop. That would be today and tomorrow. Because it goes away at the end of the month, at the end of the week, actually. We've got the detox clay powder, the oxy powder, the vitamin B12, the quercetin, all back in stock. The vitamin D from OptiVita now in stock. It's a new improved formula. New and improved 4,000 IU plant-based D3 with magnesium and probiotics. So you got all that for optimal absorption. That's what it's for. And, of course, we have a few bottles left of the Global Healing Center Acid Reflux Formula. And that is with a May 23 expiration date. They're 20% off. But those things are still good. They're good for a couple of years. So don't panic. I'm not buying that because it's got an expiration date. Now, see, I've already asked a lot of our people that have been on the show that represent the vendors and all of the people who care enough to provide great supplements to this show, to the Power Mall. And they've all told me that these things last at least 2 to 3 years, if not longer, before they start to wear down in potency. That's the word I'm looking for. And they become impotent. Okay. TalkStream Live, if you're listening on the app, it keeps us in the Power 50 as well as the Rick Satellite System. Another way to listen. RickSatelliteUSA.com has a dish they want to donate. And the way to win it. P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. Email support at thepowerhour.com. Include your name, address, and phone number either way, and let us know why you'd like to win the dish. This is not like a lottery. I mean, Rick Kaler at RickSatelliteUSA.com in the beautiful city of Blue Springs, Missouri, loves those letters. And he's going to pick one that just rings a bell with him, that warms his heart. So if your letter does that and doesn't have to be a dissertation, you get to win the Rick Satellite System and you get to pick us up on Channel 1 crystal clear. Those of you donating to the show, when you donate a minimum of $25, you get a free Vitamair toothpaste. And of course, the best way to get that done is to call in to the Power Mall when we open up 8 to 4 Central, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. that is, not 8 p.m. to 4 a.m. Nobody works those hours. Well, some people do. I feel sorry for him, though, because it really messes with your sleep schedule. 877-817-9829 is the number to call. We're also on Rumble. We have the videos tab on thepowerhour.com, or you can watch the video replays on Rumble. And, of course, you can leave a review for us at the bottom right-hand side of the form on thepowerhour.com. And if you're a first-time customer at the Power Mall, the code FIRST and the number 10 will get you a 10% discount. Of course, if you don't have internet, and I know some of you don't like internet, you don't like Uncle Sam's interference, you can call us at 877-817-9829, request a Power Mall catalog, and talk to a live human being. We also have partners you can shop with as well. Latest one is PrepperBeef.com. Used to be Whole Cows, and now it's Prepper Beef. All right, got that. Want to subscribe to the email blast for the stories we don't get to cover? Go to thepowermall.com, click the newsletter tab, or thepowerhour.com. That's the one that will get you the email blast. And, of course, we have the community tab at thepowerhour.com that gets you to the forum where you can share and ask questions, et cetera, et cetera. And of course, now we have this new seminar coming up. It's the 2024 EMF Hazards Summit. It's free. So you go to the partners tab on thepowerhour.com, especially if you live near a cell tower. Click on the partners tab where you can download your free guide to electrosensitivity, and you get access to that summit. It's free, April 11th through the 14th. The download your free guide to electrosensitivity includes the top 10 symptoms you might experience when overexposed to cell phones, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, and all other EMF sources. All right, let's see who's on tap for today. Carol Lieberman, who's a psychiatrist. We're going to analyze Biden's mental fitness. That should be fun. And you can all call up and ask questions about why does he eat so much ice cream and why does it look like he's doing something else when he's, what's he dreaming about when he's eating ice cream? Can you interpret that? What does it mean when he sniffs a kid's hair? Clay Clark will be joining us at the bottom of next hour as well. That's a for sure. 6 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m., for those of you clock watchers out there, we're in Central Time, always have been. Moving on to world news, and see, this affects the border, our southern border. The U.S. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans, the Big Easy, has extended the block on Texas's SB4. That is the state law targeting illegal immigration that allows Texas officers to arrest and deport suspected illegal immigrants. Well, if they've extended the block on it, that means the border's still open and they get to come across and flip our Texas law enforcement officers the bird as they mosey on past and get registered with the Border Patrol. And what good that registration is going to do, I don't know. Oh, my goodness. The Fifth Circuit basically had this case sent back to him by the U.S. Supreme Court. Following conflicting rulings over the law, the Supreme Court briefly allowed to take effect last week. Then the Fifth Circuit goes, whoa, wait a minute. The United States has broad powers and rights granted by the Constitution and Congress regarding immigration matters. And they further argue the state of Texas, nor their dissenting colleague, has offered enough explanation as to why the U.S. should be barred from suing the state over the law. This is Biden suing the state of Texas. They added the 11th Amendment operates only to protect states from private lawsuits, not from lawsuits by the federal government. Congress has fully occupied the field of immigration, particularly the entry, reentry, and removal of non-citizens. Fifth Circuit said this federal dominant, the court reasoned, leaves no room for states to enact independent immigration laws like SB4. Because the state law could undermine the federal government's comprehensive and unified approach to immigration enforcement and foreign relations, according to the Fifth Circuit. Foreign relations? Huh. Is that like when the illegal immigrant kicks in your door and rapes your wife and says, "Hi, I'm having some foreign relations here," as he's grinding away on your spouse? How's that work? See what I mean? No, I just, it's not shock therapy. But I will tell you this, I'm going to stroll right down to the Second Amendment article. Because there's somebody else besides Grady Judd of Polk County, Florida, that is now chiming in. Sheriff Bob Johnson of Santa Rosa County, California, that's up in the panhandle. It's in between Escambia and Okaloosa counties in Florida. It's the second county in the panhandle as you enter I-10 and go through Escambia and you cross the river into Santa Rosa County. Now, how do I know about it? Because I used to live in Florida and I know Santa Rosa County. Been there, done that. Sheriff Bob Johnson stands by his comments he previously made, encouraging homeowners to shoot intruders, and points out the odds of a dead intruder committing another offense are zero. You agree with that? That's fact. His initial comments have made the rounds on social media, of course, you know. Johnson stood by his comments saying, "I've said at the press conference, if you shoot accurately, right, and you kill the guy, you save taxpayers money. And I also said that if somebody gets killed during a home invasion, the odds of them reoffending are zero. And we like those odds, which we do. And in Santa Rosa County, we have a very high percentage of the population that have weapons. And I promote the use of them if you're in your house. and somebody kicks your door in, because they're not coming in to give you a hug or give you cookies. They're coming in to commit felonies. Johnson made it clear there have not been any more home invasions, or haven't been, since the 2022 video surfaced in which he expressed support for homeowners shooting intruders. That includes illegal immigrants. Because if they kick your door in, they're coming for something. You can chase them off your property if they're peering in the windows. You just point a gun out the window and watch them take off and run. But if they try to continue to break in, you know, there's that threshold rule, folks. Don't think I need to remind you of that. There's two sets of laws that apply. In Florida, it's a stand your ground law, which basically means you're justified in using lethal force if you feel like your life is in jeopardy and being threatened, or that of the member of your family, or you're defending an innocent person that's about to be killed. Then we have the Castle Doctrine, which applies in a lot of states, and that's where the threshold rule comes in. Some states, and you better look up your state to see which applies, have what they call duty to retreat. Now, a lot of states are removing it. You know what's really funny about the duty to retreat? They're removing it because this illegal immigrant, illegal entry invasion is getting out of control. So they figure at some point in time, and the government knows this, they know what's going to happen when the money runs out and these people can't find a place to live or don't have a job. Guess what? They're going to come pay you a visit. It's a given. Now, you may not think, oh, I'm way out in the middle of BFE. There's no way they're coming after me. Really? You'd be surprised what a horde of these people can do when they're hungry. I mean, yeah, they'll start in the major cities first. That's where they can blend in the most and get away with more things. And see, but once they already have committed the rape or the murder or the theft or the robbery or whatever the case may be, if they're not dead, they're going to keep reoffending. Which is one of the reasons why Johnson made those comments. He did, and he still stands by them. The UN Secretary General, here we go again. Remember I told you about the ministers up in Boston, Pakistan, Harvard Yard? Remember? They felt that we, all the white folk, need to pay reparations for that slavery. Yes, I had a dream that we were all going to get reparations. No. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres this time has declared reparations are due now to compensate for the transatlantic slave trade as a way to tackle its legacy in today's society, including systemic racism and white supremacy. White supremacy. Do you see where they're going with this? They don't like Christians. They don't like white folks. Guterres obviously is not white, right? He is of Hispanic heritage or something thereabouts. Could be Spanish, but does it matter? Maybe he's Portuguese. Oh, yeah, he's Portuguese. He's a socialist, a Portuguese socialist. Over in Hawaii, they call him Portuguese. He's Portuguese, all right? So now we clarify that. So basically, he laid the foundations for a violent discrimination system based on white supremacy that still echoes today, and he said, and this is what's really funny, descendants of enslaved Africans and a people of African descent are still fighting for equal rights and freedoms around the world. Today and every day, we reject the legacy of this horrific crime against humanity. I really think he's pointing this. You know, he wants the reparations, including debt cancellations and support to tackle public health crises from former colonial powers such as the UK, France, and Portugal, and also in the U.S., you know, by those preachers. The white folks still owe us some money. You will come get it. Yep. Give me your money. Uh-huh. Reparations for... And wait a minute. That's like the United Negro College Fund. Do we have the white... do we have the United Honky College Fund out there? Wow. They got Women's History Month. What about Men's History Month? They got Black History Month. Pretty soon we're going to have LGBTQ History Month. We might already. I don't pay much attention to that. But I mean, reparations, really? How about for the Irish? The Irish were brought over here as slaves. They were run out. Yeah. The Irish. Remember the sign said Irish need not apply? You want to talk about prejudice? Maybe the Irish need to be recompensed as well, as long as you're doing that. Why don't you just, I take a good idea, Guterres. Why don't you just pay yourself a $20 bill, because that's about what you're worth, and just shut up. We don't need to hear your garbage, because that's pretty much how I look at this article. But Guterres said it, so the media has to jump all over it, because we need more divisiveness in America. Oh, my. And speaking of divisiveness, two bodies have been recovered. Four remain missing after the Key Bridge collapse in Baltimore. Now we're finding out also that these men were from El Salvador, Mexico, Honduras, and Guatemala. So, you know, now everybody's going, well, you need to bring more immigrants in because we lost six immigrants on the bridge. Three Mexicans fell in the Patapsco River in the early hours of March 26 after it was hit by the dolly. And now the NTSB is reporting that there were 56 containers with 764 tons of hazardous materials, mostly corrosives, flammables, and miscellaneous hazardous materials, including lithium-ion batteries. Some of the hazmat containers were breached. We've seen a sheen on the waterway, according to Jennifer Homendy, the NTSB chair. She added that other authorities are aware of it and will be addressing those issues. The two bodies that were found were in 25 feet of water below sea level in a pickup truck in the area of the middle span of the bridge, according to officials. The data recorder from the ship has been recovered. That's commonly what we call the black box. It's now in the possession of the NTSB. Kind of feel, do you feel sorry for Chubb? I guess they're the major underwriter of the bridge, the insurance company. So I've heard. Wow. Everybody's always wanting to know what's going on with Trump. And in his latest thing that's going on with New York Supreme Court Justice Juan Merchan, he's denied two motions from former President Donald Trump's defense attorneys. They had requested permission to file new motions and for case documents and correspondence to be made public. But in one order, Merchan pointed out that the filing of new motions is permitted, but only after a one-page pre-motion is submitted to the court and approved first. So in other words, if you're going to file a motion, you have to ask permission. Just wait, in grade school now? Teacher, I have to go to the bathroom. Yeah. Yeah, I gotta go to the can, man. Yeah. How's that work? Yes, you love this. It's just New York judges. Don't worry. So we have an April 15th trial date. And this all, of course, started the order by criticizing the defense's attempts to repeatedly delay the trial. Merchan noted on March 7th, the defense tried once again when they filed a motion to adjourn based on presidential immunity, which, of course, the judge wants. He doesn't care. Next day, he issued an order prohibiting the filing of a new motion without first obtaining permission in a one-page pre-motion letter. Mother, may I? Defense attorneys argued that the order was a violation of the Sixth Amendment right to a fair trial because it could block the party from filing new motions. Well, that's a stretch. You got to give them the one-page letter. But see, here's the thing. Obtain permission from the court. That means that if the judge doesn't like your letter, yeah, dear Juan, or you could say dear John, dear Juan, yeah, I'd like to file a motion. Well, you got to explain more than that, because I'm going to deny it right now just based on the fact you didn't tell me what the motion was for. So then you tell him what the motion's for, and he goes, nope, I'm not going to allow you to file it. He literally could shut down the entire case at bar. So, you know, he wants valid arguments. He doesn't want the Sixth Amendment. Says it's without merit. Well, this is New York justice for you. RFK Jr.'s sister is concerned his independent presidential bid could undermine President Biden's reelection prospects. You see, they're really freaking out. It would potentially bolster former President Donald Trump's chances of winning instead. And of course, Mr. Kennedy's siblings had previously denounced his decision to run as an independent candidate, calling it perilous and dangerous to our country. Rory Kennedy explained they viewed Mr. Kennedy's independent bid as dangerous. They believed his campaign was siphoning off votes from Biden. Well, Biden needs somebody to siphon off votes from him. Don't worry, he's got plenty of ice cream. Don't worry. Even if he loses, he's still got his ice cream cone and can shove his face in. Yeah, we'll get into that at the top of next hour with Dr. Carol Lieberman. This should be interesting. And then he turned around and picked Nicole Shanahan, who is formerly married to Google co-founder Sergey Brin, as his running mate. She's 38. She helped fund and create Mr. Kennedy's $7 million Super Bowl campaign ad, which, of course, Mr. Kennedy had to turn around and apologize to his family for. I didn't order that. But it's really funny now. She's his running mate. Okay. And what experience does she have in politics? Well, she's a lawyer. Seems like we have a lot of lawyers. What happened to that missing 13th Amendment about nobody with a title of nobility shall hold office in government? Remember the one they buried and went away? You remember that? I have a copy of that around here somewhere. I think it's in a big file drawer out in my garage. I got all sorts of patriot stuff. I mean, I've heard this thing about sovereignty movement this and sovereignty movement that. And the thing is that, you know, I have found out beyond a shadow of a doubt that when you step outside that realm of citizens, small c, you stick out like a sore thumb and you become a target, just like Brian Malinowski in Little Rock. Remember the one they shot in the head? Week ago Tuesday, 6 a.m., bursting in his house on a search warrant. Don't think it can't happen again. I mean, it happened to Ashley Babbitt, and she wasn't even carrying a gun. Now, Judicial Watch is fighting the DOJ's attempt to move the Ashley Babbitt lawsuit to D.C. Why? Because the judges there will can it. This is a $30 million wrongful death lawsuit brought by her widower, and, of course, Judicial Watch is paying for it. A hearing on the request is scheduled April 8th in San Diego before U.S. District Judge Cynthia Bechant, who is a 2014 appointee of who? Shyamalama Ding Dong Obama. Yeah. Robert Patrick Sticht, an L.A.-based attorney for Judicial Watch, Inc., which represents Mr. Babbitt in the lawsuit, filed a motion saying the litigation in Ms. Babbitt's death would not get a fair trial in D.C. So, you know, it's no secret. He says the District of Columbia is a hostile forum for J6 defendants. Wrote in his 20-page response, which there's a copy of in the article. If you get the email blast, you can read it. It's also prejudicially biased against Ashley Babbitt. And, of course, you know, the guy, Bird, yeah, that shot her. Well, he's been promoted. You see, that always happens. And I just wonder how many of those ATF agents that plugged Brian Malinowski in his home Tuesday morning at 6 a.m. I wonder how many of them got promoted. It was a search warrant. I know. We're still talking about it. I'm not letting go of this because they can serve one on you. And the rules of engagement, all they got to do is think something weird is going on. All they got to do is think something weird's going on. And they will change the rules of engagement like they did in Ruby Ridge and Waco and come in with guns blazing. Joe Lieberman, by the way, four-term U.S. Senator for Connecticut and Al Gore's running mate in 2000, has died at the age of 82, his family stated. He died due to complications from a fall. The Pennsylvania court, the Third Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals, has ruled in favor of his signature verification for mail-in voting. Well, thank God for small favors. This is in the state of Pennsylvania. 2-1 ruling by 3 Democrat-appointed judges, believe it or not. They overturned a previous ruling from a federal district court that struck down the Pennsylvania Supreme Court 2022 ruling that required a dated signature requirement for mail-in voting. Pennsylvania General Assembly has decided mail-in voters must date the declaration on the return envelope of their ballot to make their vote effective. The ruling said the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania unanimously held this ballot casting rule is mandatory. Thus, failure to comply renders a ballot invalid under Pennsylvania law. RNC Chairman Michael Whatley hailed the decision as a crucial victory for election integrity. Well, we need more of that, don't we? crazy as it may seem. Mike in Alaska, good morning, sir.
Oh, excuse me, I was clearing my throat. Good morning. Yeah, a few things here. I've got a couple of interesting stories, true stories, but I just, do you remember Wally George, David?
Refresh my memory.
Wally George was the first combat conservative TV host for 30 years on KDOC Anaheim. If you Google Wally George, I actually invited him to dinner from up here in Alaska back in 84 with my daughter called in. She was six. And he was fantastic. He was before Rush, big time, and he was totally conservative. He'd bring on liberal guests, and the crowd was from Orange County, conservative, old school conservative, Orange County, California, and they would skewer
Ow.
These libs that would come. Yeah, just Google Wally George, you guys, and read about him.
Wally.
He was fantastic.
Yeah,
he was fantastic.
Yeah.
You
wow.
can go to his archives.
Yes, he's coming to dinner. Now. All right. Yeah, all right.
Crazy guy.
Yeah.
And, okay, now here's a story. A true story happened in Inyo Kern, California. Inyo Kern is where China Lake Naval Air Base used to be. Now it's commercial. And to the west of it is the High Sierras, and there's some communities up there. This family I know, elderly, they live up there. They were housejacked at 3 a.m., they came in full military, black ops, Hispanic, took everything of value, wired them up with rebar wire, drug them out to the gravel road there in Inyo Kern. It's all dirt road.
Oh, yeah.
Dirt roads, you know. It's still rural. It's a beautiful place, too. And we're going to run them over, but the neighbors drove up on the scene, and they fled in two vehicles, never seen again. So, and I know another horrifying story, but I'm not going to say it because I don't have permission. I'd rather have the person that it happened to. Maybe someday he'll tell you, but
maybe.
It's unbelievable. But, okay, now I got a good story. This is a true story. In Randsburg, California, out in the desert, Mojave, there was three very rich towns, Randsburg, Johannesburg, and Atolia. Atolia was a tungsten mine city, and also Red Mountain. Red Mountain sticks up out there, but Red Mountain is still one of the richest silver mines in the world. California won't let them mine, though. But anyway, in Johannesburg and Randsburg, there were some killer bars up there back in the day. A couple are still left, the White House, the Joint, and in Johannesburg, they're restoring some. This Indian would come in and pay for his drinks with big nuggets. Satchel of nuggets.
Wow.
Nobody could figure out where they came from. And he would drink till he got drunk. He left. And these guys tried to find him. Finally got on track. This Indian sidetracked for 3 days back to the gold. And
wow.
These guys sat on a mountain and watched him across the valley. Finally go down the peak out in the Mojave somewhere.
He and we're out of time. We're out of time. The clock is ticking. Yeah, we're at the break. We'll be back after these important messages. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops.
Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
So 34 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time, where we are on this Thursday. Wow, 28th day. That means we got 3 days left in the month of March. Wow. Boy, how time has flown. Boy, this month has gone by so fast. For those of you keeping tabs of the economy, Donald Trump's financial portfolio just got fatter. The shares of Trump Media and Technology Group surged higher again in trading yesterday, going up 14.2% to 66.22. They put a halt on it on Tuesday because it just took off like a rocket once the merger got announced. And, of course, you know, I mean, he's just became one of the top 500 billionaires. I don't know about this. We'll see what the appeals court in New York does about that. Disney, by the way, has these legal battles they've been having with the Central Florida Tourism Oversight District Board appears to be coming to an end. They've agreed to drop two active lawsuits after it replaced the former Disney-appointed Reedy Creek Improvement District Board more than a year ago. Disney also agreed to concede the 11th hour development agreement it made with Reedy Creek in its final attempt to retain its autonomy was null, void, and unenforceable. So the CFTOD, just saving time here, would drop its counterclaims against Disney, recognize Disney's ownership of permits issued by the South Florida Water Management District, the Army Corps of Engineers, the Florida Game and Freshwater Commission, and not impede on them and negotiate a development agreement. The board voted unanimously. Sam Bankman-Fried, know that name? He's to be sentenced today in the cryptocurrency scandal. He's facing anywhere from 40 to 50 years in prison for his role in the 2022 collapse of FTX, once one of the world's most popular platforms for trading digital currency. Well, yeah, we talked about that yesterday on the show. Fred Dushefsky was here. I mean, you want to play in Ether, you get what you get, right? And let's see, finally, in the economy sector, Democrat-run New York City. Are you ready for this? They've approved, we're talking about city council here, a $15 toll on cars entering Manhattan. This is the Metropolitan Transportation Authority Board approved the congestion pricing impost. It will go into effect in June. The board waved through only minor changes to a plan presented to the public months ago while rejecting our request for exceptions by dozens of groups of commuters. The vote authorizes a $15 toll on most commuter passenger vehicles each and every time they drive into Manhattan, south of 60th Street, a zone that's south of Central Park during daytime hours. Tolls are higher for larger vehicles and lower for late-night entries into the city, as well as for motorcycles. And guess what? They've implemented these schemes in London, Stockholm, Milan, and Singapore, where private motorists are routinely punished for entering the busiest and most popular parts of these cities. And the pushback has been swift and targeted in central London by locals furious at the charges imposed as they go on about their daily business. To enter Manhattan, commuters from other states and boroughs already pay around 15 in bridge and tunnel tolls, and the congestion fee will come on top of that. Oh! Daily parking costs already run 25 to 50 bucks in the congestion zone, which includes dozens of neighborhoods in Manhattan that are south of 60th Street. If the plan survives anticipated legal challenges, New York's going to become the first U.S. city to implement a congestion pricing scheme. In 2017, Virginia officials implemented a toll system to reduce congestion during rush hour on Interstate 66 near D.C. Amazing how that works. And to get through that's a shock to you New Yorkers. It's no wonder I don't want to go back there. It's no wonder after what Letitia James is trying to do to Donald Trump, people in New York, business owners in New York, are getting a little shook up over that. Meanwhile, in Michigan, we've got Dustin holding on the line. Good morning, sir.
Hey, Dave. I was hoping that you could forward a couple questions to your guest coming up. Okay. Maybe she could address gender dysphoria, and then the other dysphoria I'd like for her to address would be the flat earth dysphoria. Those two seem to be kind of destructive dysphorias that we have to deal with, and I was wondering if she could address address that for us.
So you think that flat Earth is, this is, I don't know. I think we're way past the conspiracy angle on that. Wow. Flat Earth, dysphoria. Now,
absolutely.
Has it been medically referred to in the DSM-4 as a dysphoria?
Well, I don't know if it has or not, but some of those beliefs are held by people that are held in those facilities. Well, I shouldn't say held now. Now we've closed down a lot of the state hospitals and basically made our society into the state hospital, having to deal with things like conversion disorders and those kind of things.
Okay. Well, she's America's psychiatrist, so we'll ask her that. I just made notes of it.
Okay. Thank you, Dave.
I appreciate it. Thanks. And here with rebuttal is Brady. I knew you were ready for this, right?
Oh, here we go. You brought it
here
up.
Here we go. And they're
okay.
Off.
Okay. He brought up flat Earth. Well, I wanted clarify that a little bit.
I was almost ready to bring you on while he was on the air and let the two of you go at it. I thought, nah, I got a lot more news to cover today, so let's not go there.
I'll make it quick. I don't want to go on and on about it, but the Earth is kind of flattish. It does have valleys and ravines, and there's a lot of water, 80%. And you got to remember, a body of water at rest lies flat.
Uh-huh.
Also, the biggest thing is, the Earth isn't spinning and rotating. That's all I wanted to get across this morning. I know the thing that the Earth is flat is kind of hard to grasp, because when you went to school, the first thing it showed you when you walked into that classroom was that globe, and that teacher spun it, and you were miffed from day one.
I was miffed. Oh, I don't know. I think I was clueless from day one.
Well, then,
I think it took
really
me several years.
Dave. Hey, and I got to go back to, I looked into more of those 100 million animals getting the mRNA injections, story kind of, like, it sounded kind of funny and far out. So, and I know I had a couple callers call in after I was done yesterday and said, you know, I take issue with that. But the spelling is Zoetis, Zoetis. And they were in 2021, July 2021, and they got into injecting our zoo animals because a couple gorillas got sick in the San Diego Zoo. So they went along with that, and they didn't get their guns out and shoot all the animals in the arse to inject the mRNA. They use the nasal swabs. Come on, Sherry from Kansas. Get on board.
Can you see somebody going into the gorilla's cage and, hi, I got a nasal swab, and that gorilla's looking at you like, you're going to stick it where? Yeah, I don't think so. Brady, I appreciate your call. Wow. Oh my goodness. All right. Well, I'm going to look it up. I'll do you that. Zoetis. All right. Zoetis. Come on, folks. Look it up. Get out your, get in your Google search engine. Maybe you'll find something. July 2021. Zoetis. All right. Let's look at that. I'm not dismissing it. I wrote it down. This is one of the reasons why I recommend all our listeners on the show have a pencil and paper handy, because you've got to write it down, because you don't, you'll forget it. It's just what happens with age. We all write it down and we make notes and we go look it up, and we make our mind up based on what we're looking at. And just because it's on the internet doesn't mean it's true. Now, we found out a lot about AI and stuff being invented. I mean, attorneys have gotten sanctioned $5,000 for using AI to write their legal briefs. And come to find out other cases were bogus. Yeah, see, that's why judges have law clerks, because they start looking this stuff up and it's like, wait a minute. And the judge gets a little cranky, don't you think? I don't think I'd want to be that lawyer having to cough up $5,000 for his mistake of trusting AI for anything. But as I told you, as time progresses, AI is going to clutter the internet. Everybody's embracing it. All the science and tech is embracing AI. In fact, the internet of bodies may lead to the internet of brains, according to the latest Technocracy News article. This ecosystem may lead to Internet of Brains sometime between 2035 and 2050, according to UK Defense Commission RAND report. Remember the RAND Corporation? Ooh. Imagine if you will. Yep. UK Defense Science and Technology Lab, RAND Europe, Fraser Nash Consulting, Cultural and Technological Exchange in the Future Information Environment looks at six technologies and information environments and their implications for British defense. And now for something completely different. Automated information systems, a virtual metaverse. Imagine that. Augmented and mixed reality. We already have that. Most of society here is in mixed reality. Advanced connectivity, human augmentation. Well, let's see. How many women have had human augmentation? I've not seen too much. Well, there's some guys out there that apparently have it done, too. Wow. And then they just get disillusioned. I remember the guy that had breast augmentation done, and he came on the show and showed everybody and said, yeah, I took it on a dare. And it's like, yeah, sure. Maybe that's something we actually, you know, as long as Dustin brought up the idea of gender dysphoria, we need to bring that up. Information security is the other one. This is a major theme running through these information environments is transhumanism, which is a merger of humans and machines. And if you don't believe me, just imagine what Neuralink is doing right now. I feel sorry for the guy that had that chip implanted in his brain, because this is what they would love to do, is put these interfaces in your brain and establish direct communications between computer devices and human brains. Wonderful, isn't it? Man, I'm telling you what. In the health category, stress, did you know, creates a fourfold increase in the spread of cancer? There is a study out now shedding light on why patients under severe stress often have lower survival rates, especially when you find out you have it and it's metastasizing. There's probably very few situations that are as stressful as being diagnosed with cancer in the first place and undergoing treatment. According to Michaela Egeblad, a cancer researcher and senior author of the study, understanding the stress cancer link may open up new ways to protect patients from the adverse effects of a stress as part of cancer care. A team of scientists from Cold Spring Harbor Laboratory found that glucocorticoids, a type of stress hormone, play a role in creating a metastasis-friendly environment. Ooh. Food for thought. So that's why I never let cancer stress me out. There's a compound, believe it or not, found in broccoli that could help dissolve blood clots and prevent strokes. This is according to research from the Heart Research Institute in Australia, have found that broccoli, when eaten by millions every day, may be able to prevent and treat a leading cause of death worldwide. Yep. We call that a CVI in the medical term. Cardiovascular assault, or ischemic stroke, acute ischemic stroke, ischemia. Yep. They discovered the natural chemical in broccoli is called sulforaphane. Did you know? Sulforaphane. Repeat after me. Sulforaphane. May improve the performance of TPA that could lead to newer, safer, and more effective medications for acute stroke. But here's the thing. An intact piece of broccoli doesn't contain sulforaphane. It isn't until it's chopped or chewed that it undergoes a chemical reaction that produces sulforaphane. It's an antioxidant and anti-inflammatory property designed to protect the plant. But when it's ingested by humans, studies have found sulforaphane has numerous anti-cancer and health protective qualities. So eat your greens, eat your broccoli. Nothing wrong with that. Yellen is yelling again. You know the mushroom lady? She got an MSDNC's Andrea Mitchell reports. Yesterday, the Treasury Secretary stated a key plank of President Biden's. I like that, a key plank. What do we got, the Communist Manifesto here? His agenda to lower costs is by creating incentives to dramatically improve the use of clean energy in the United States. Over time, this will help lower household energy costs. Over time. Oh, I see. In the meantime, we're all supposed to just bend over and take it. Right, Janet? No, Janet, we don't love you. I really think that, you know, maybe we should ask Dr. Carol Lieberman when she comes on about Treasury Secretary dysphoria. She thinks she's an economist. She thinks she knows everything about finance. Maybe that's a dysphoria, too. We are about 30 years behind in all of this technology. And look at windmills freezing up. You ever seen what baseball-sized hail can do to a solar panel? Imagine that. Happened in Texas. Whole field of solar panels got trashed. Under the gardening, farming, and homesteading category in your email blast, we have an article about 18 must-plant trees to line your driveway for year-round beauty. Gotta love it. Not only are you feeling, breathing that fresh and oxygen-rich air, you feel like your journey is in the very midst of nature. For some of you with short driveways can understand that it's a great place for agents to hide when they're sniping on you. And the more trees you have around your property, the greater the chances they can sneak up on you without you knowing about it. So picking the right variety of tree for your driveway can be a challenge. I always figure if you're going to put fence lines up and all that good stuff, you want to put the thorny stuff up, like holly and blueberries and blackberries. Blackberries especially, they're nice and thorny. Some people have even gone so far as, you know, knowing that they're going to climb over the fence anyway, they just put spike strips with 16-penny nails sticking up on spray-painted black, you know, so people jumping over the fence, you know, land on those nail boards. Ouch! And then you'll hear them scream. Best kind of warning system possible. Yep. Well, I don't know. Just throwing it out there. In the cancel culture category, do you remember us talking about Kaylee Gain? She is the teenager, 16-year-old, who suffered a critical head injury. And this was in rural St. Louis there. You remember that, right? Hazelwood School District, East Hazelwood High School. They have the radical DEI program. So apparently Kaylee Gain, because she got into a brawl prior to the beating that everybody saw on video, where she got her head slammed into the pavement multiple times by a 15-year-old black girl. Gain is white, of course. She had been suspended from school the previous day for being involved in another fight, but it didn't say whether she was the perp or the victim. We don't know. Was she the aggressor or the target? We don't know. Reports don't specify that. The publication added that sources said Kaylee and the girl seen slamming her head in the ground were members of two rival friend groups at Hazelwood East High School in St. Louis. The 15-year-old combatant remains in custody at juvenile detention facility on felony assault charges, has no violent history, according to her defense attorney, Greg Smith. Shocking video of the devastating brawl, which took place about a mile from the high school, shows several teens senselessly beating each other as the 15-year-old girl is seen bashing Kaylee's head into the street after Kaylee threw the first punch. Many people online were outraged at the fight video, presumably recorded by another student, arguing Kaylee's opponent went way too far when cracking the teen's skull in retaliation. Kaylee's father, Clinton Gain, announced Friday his daughter had made progress after spending 2 weeks in a coma. So the fight video, obviously, because Kaylee's white, the other girl's black, ignited racial tensions. Well, why not? You know, we need divisiveness. So what does Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey do? Told conservative commentator Benny Johnson that the girl absolutely needs to be tried as an adult and that he's open to bringing forth hate crime charges. See, here's the thing about podcasters like Benny, the Benny Show. That's what we're talking about here. You go on the Benny Show and you're only talking to one person. You come on the Power Hour and you're talking to all our listeners out there because it's not a podcast, it's a radio show. And that means, like Mike in Alaska was saying earlier about Wally George, would have all these libtards on there, and then people would call up and just rip them a new one. We've had that happen on this show. Hey, you know what? These people got to be prepared when they come on. They got to have the facts straight. They got to be decent about the way they approach this thing, because if they turn into a my way or the highway kind of thing, well, you know, nobody's going to respect them. And they virtually, what's that old cliche, unzipping your fly? Yeah, that's what's going to happen. So Marnice DeClue is the 15-year-old, claims she was defending herself from harassment and bullying. Really? I'll tell you what, when the school, the majority of the school is black and you are the minority, I'm sorry, the white supremacy argument just doesn't cut it in my book. My goodness. Oh, my goodness. We made it all the way through our news segments, and the news cycle is off and running. Dr. Carol Lieberman joins us after the top of the hour break here in the Power Hour. Stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere, affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.